Welcome to the Bonfire Bruja, where the history of witchcraft is rediscovered and embraced. After all, to move forward, we need to learn from the past. Hello, darlings. Welcome back. I am so sorry about the delay in this episode. Life got away from me, as it usually does. This week, I want to close out our controversial figures. And this last person I feel is important to discuss, not so much as the level of controversy he has created, but the misconception of who he is and what he's done and how that relates to witchcraft. Most of the times when I or witches that I know have mentioned that we do practice witchcraft, the first thing that's usually said is, oh no, you sold your soul to the devil, you're a Satanist, you're a devil worshiper. And that is very incorrect for two reasons. First, I do not recognize the Judeo-Christian incarnation of the devil or Satan as people commonly perceive it, for the simple fact that I understand that that figure is actually a conglomerate of past pagan beings. You know, he partially represents Pan from Greek mythology, and there's so many other sources that come together to create what we commonly know as the devil. The second thing is that Satanism and devil worship are actually two different things. And that's where our subject of conversation comes in this week. We are going to be discussing Anton LaVey. Anton LaVey is the founder of the Church of Satan and Satanism as we know it today. First and foremost, the basic facts. He was born Howard Stanton LaVey, and very few bits and pieces of information are known about LaVey's early life, other than the fact that his father was a liquor salesman, and the family originally came from LaVey, France, and passed through Ellis Island. But Anton was born in Chicago, April 11th, 1930, and shortly after his birth, the family moved to San Francisco. When it came to his upbringing, again, there's not much information available, and the information that I was able to find is somewhat questionable, and that actually comes in a little bit later. But in high school or around that time, LaVey pretty much left and decided to join the circus, working as a psychic, in addition to working as an organist in a nightclub and other random jobs. He was already beginning to gain a reputation for being very dark and very mysterious type of person, in conjunction with the fact that he was rejecting Christianity outright and became more and more interested in the occult. It was around 1966 that LaVey actually changed his name to Anton Zandor LaVey, and around that time he also founded the Church of Satan. He called himself the High Priest on April 30th, known as Walpurgis Night, which has associations with Norse beliefs. It was in 1969 that he actually published the Satanic Bible, where he explained the teachings and the rituals within the church. Here's where the misconception comes in. People commonly associate Satanism with devil worship. LaVey says that's not the case for them or his followers. He states that Satanism is an ethical egotism, and that it's not evil. It's not worshiping the Antichrist or the devil or Satan or whatever incarnation you want to call him. But he's basically saying that traditional religions are pretty much hypocritical and that the images of God and Satan that we have represent an actual struggle between hypocrisy and repression and then indulgence and liberation and the other. The devil is supposed to be the representation of indulgence and liberation. But he did have quite a few rules that his followers had to obey within the religion. And the primary one is that indulgence and pleasure could be beneficial, but only if it's not done at the detriment or the harm of others. Now, during LaVey's time in the church, he actually never really exceeded more than 2,000 followers at the same time. And there was an offshoot of the church in 1975 called the Temple of Set. And it was basically a group of people who had been attending the Church of Satan were no longer interested, or they were upset that allegedly LaVey was actually selling the higher offices in the Church of Satan off, and they were actually rather upset with that. From there, LaVey pretty much had an interesting time. He actually got into movies and writing additional books. There are quite a few claims made by LaVey that he had had an affair with Marilyn Monroe and James Mansfield because he was working on some of these movies in Hollywood. Primarily 1975, he made the movie The Devil's Reign. And then in 1993, he actually worked to make a movie called Speak of the Devil, where he provides his position on the church. But his associations with all these famous people and these affairs have been found to be complete fabrications, not only by historians, but actually by members of the Church of Satan as well. So his own people did some research and they, pardon my language, they called bullshit. So, but the sessions regarding the Church of Satan were pretty much discussion based until April 30th of 1966, where the formal configuration of the church was actually put together, and it was pretty much ritual based, incorporating what was said to be theatrics, costuming, and music. And LaVey was basically the Black Pope of Satanism. It's at its core what Satanism is, and the Satanic Bible is it's a mix of black magic and occult conceptions with secular rationalism, along with like severely heavy anti-Christian ridiculing. And it stresses human autonomy and self-determination as opposed to repentance and self-denial. LaVey actually lived quite a long life. It wasn't until October 29th of 1997 that he passed. There is quite a bit of information on LaVey. There is obviously quite a bit of information on the Church of Satan. The majority of it is pretty obscure and not always 100%. The Church of Satan is a rather secretive and closed off group, although I personally have known a couple Satanists to tell you that they're actually the Satanist I know, the former Satanist I know, so my apologies, actually a really nice guy. They're not scary and evil, which basically comes down to us as witches. There is such a misconception on who we are and what we believe and what our path is that people just have no interest in gaining additional understanding. So the assumption is we're just all evil devil worshippers running around trying to ruin the world. And that is not the case. As we all know, we have our own different beliefs. Now, would I be interested in learning additional information about Satanism? Not really. But I learned just enough to make sure that I understand the distinct differences between actual devil worship and actual Satanism. And I can understand the appeal. but it's not my spiritual path. I walk my eclectic witchcraft path quite heavily. And really, all I can say is with this episode and with every episode, I encourage you to do additional research and find out additional information so you can draw your own conclusions. I try to keep these episodes as non-biased as humanly possible. Although I had quite a few judgments with last week's Crowley episode, I had some personal thoughts. But Anton LaVey, I think his persona was quite a bit scarier than he actually was. I think he was just somebody who found what worked for him in life, and there were people that were willing to join him. I don't see anything bad or negative. I personally don't know much about their rituals or their procedures. And yeah, that's it. The one interesting fact I actually did find out about the Church of Satan, was that they did have this chunk of early attempts to recruit people. And one of those things was called the Topless Witch Review Nightclub Show. Yeah, I had to read that twice to make sure I read it right. The fascinating thing about that is actually this topless review included Susan Akins. Now, if you don't know that name, Susan Akins joined the Manson family, and Atkins, not Akins, geez, Susan Atkins was actually charged with the murder of Sharon Tate. So, but that was after she joined the Manson family, that she did that, and I am fully convinced that she did do something. That's actually it for this week's episode. I wanted to keep it just the facts for everyone. Again, do your own research. If you want to learn more or see why maybe there's this common misconception that witches, or those of us that follow the witchcraft path ourselves, are commonly and mistakenly associated with LaVey and his group, I definitely suggest doing your own research. And taking the opportunity to learn, to grow, and craft a bewitching lifestyle for yourself. I'll see you all next week. Thank you for joining us here at the Bonfire Bruja. Be sure to leave us a review on your preferred listening platform. And join our growing communities on Instagram and Facebook. I will see you next week.